episode 400. 400 is in the house, man.
Yeah, don't feel special or anything, because we did not do jack shit special.
No, nothing. So, you know, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol on this 400th, you know, time around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, actually, it's been a lot more than that with the Patreon and other shows.
Sure,
and, stuff,
and but, like, little stuff. Yeah. And then, of course, there's the ones that maybe you shouldn't have counted, and they're in there. And it's like, whatever, what fucking number is this? 75, so 800, we don't know.
That one did not count. It sucked ass, you know?
Or just like, you know, you all know what I'm saying. If you've made a podcast or you listen to a podcast, you're like, that one didn't
count. I should probably not count all the ones with a certain co-host was on the shows and stuff like that, like back in the day.
This is, you're so rude.
No, fuck
them. I bet people out there are still listening and they're crying now.
Oh, fuck them.
You know. They know who they are.
Fuck them.
Oh, Jesus Mary.
So anyway, man. Anyway, so, you know, we got a regular old show for you, but it's a good show because it's a lot of good shit that's out right now. Mm-hmm. So we do have an announcement to talk about in the Marvel Universe, so we'll talk about that. And mm-hmm. We went to the old streaming service, man, and last week, 3 episodes of Andor was released, and now it's actually a 4th. So we're gonna do a review discussion of what's out so far. Well, not the 4th show. Also, man, we talked about this. We both said we wanted to see it. You know,
we did. Yes.
And the Munsters came out, man, and so available on streaming. I got the chance to rent it. I stayed in my living room, so it was great. So
wait, it was on Netflix. Did you pay for it?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
God effing damn it.
Welcome to the club. I have been here before where I paid for shit and it was on a streaming service. How much you pay for it?
$5.
Oh, fuck. If you said 20, I would have shit. Ew. I would have absolutely shit. No, that's not bad. But it was on Netflix.
Wow, I feel like such a boob. I feel like a lost boob right
well,
now.
Well, I'm glad that I saw it on Netflix. Like, as like a, like when you turn on your, like, when we turn on the PlayStation, it's like, hey, guess what's on this?
Yeah. Son of a bitch, it's like I'm mad now, man.
Oh, you guys, this honestly, I know it's such a fucking bitchy move, but it warms my heart because I do remember. Well, I don't remember what fucking Equalizer.
No,
I think
you do
I
that shit
for.
All the time. You've
I do. So fucking stupid. I don't even. I'm like fucking fine.
I'm like, it was right there. It was for free.
But to be fair, you often buy movies without seeing them for the first time and just keep them.
Yeah, I do. I just, you know.
So it's $5 is nothing to you.
Yeah, I kind of got away from that because one day I looked up about maybe a year ago. And I was like, everything that I had like bought was on one of the streaming services I had. And I was just like, why am I buying this shit? You know, I was like, ah.
I mean, it's owning something. I mean, obviously owning digital things when you're going to watch them again is something that you probably need to do because there's just not a lot of physical copies around anymore. But it is weird to like own something digitally that like you're like you own it. You're never going to watch it.
Well, what gets me is stuff that I am going to watch. You know, that I say, oh, it's on streaming service, like something like Halloween-y or something, or Christmassy, mm-hmm. And then, you know, they remove all that shit when you want to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, in the month. And I think, exactly. Like, obviously, I don't know how that shit works, but obviously it's probably because it costs more to have a highly desirable film, like a Halloween film. It costs more to have it on in October.
Yeah.
And they're so cheap. I'm like, no, just reconcentrate the effort. Put them on there in October.
Of a... B right there on Netflix.
Top 10
shit. Mother.
I can't believe you didn't believe me. What do you think? I came on here and was like, I imagined no, I watched it on Netflix. You wanted to pick at your own scab. Well, you were like, I already know it's true and I want to poke at the wound. I'm going to go look at it.
Well, actually, what I really wanted to do is to see how it was. It wasn't like highlighted. My stuff has been on Jeffrey Dahmer the whole week, you know, when I turn it on. And so it's just been like, so normally, like you say, it pops up. Nothing popped up for me, but Jeffrey Dahmer. And I ain't watching it. So anyway, So we're reviewing, discussing the Munsters as our main topic, and that's gonna be the show, y'all. You know, so I think it's great. You know, Dad loves it, Mom loves it, Tiff loves it. You ready to roll?
I guess. I'm not sure what's going on.
Let's go. Back, man, it's time for, you know, all the stuff that we do, but before we do that, it's time for social media. Tiffleby, could you let the people know other places they can live us, see us and tell their friends about us?
Oh yeah, get to us on fans@fanspatrol.com. I'm sorry, that's our email. And our website is fansonpatrol.com. And then you can get to us on our social media, which is at Fans on Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our TikTok, Fan Special Zero. Our Patreon, where we do special episodes for $1. You can hear those. Our YouTube. And then, of course, listen on your favorite listening platform.
Indeed. You know, it feels kind of good to talk to you today, Tiff. You know, I had the Rona, man.
And, you sure did.
And the show that we put out last week was actually had... was previously recorded.
Previously, none of the, all the rest of these live.
But, you know, we did that and then I got sick, so it sat for a week, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was, I remember, like, obviously because we record it and then it comes out, there's like a kind of a delay between like what has happened and like what I'm hearing if I listen to it. So there was such a delay, I was like, I didn't fucking remember shit.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I said that.
Right. Yeah, because it was a while, right. Your boy was, woo, god damn it.
Yeah, that was your first time.
First time, I had never had
so it. That really kicks your ass, exactly.
Three.
Well, some people it doesn't.
I had 3.5 days on my back. I didn't sleep a lot, but I was on. I was down
were
here.
Were you delirious?
I wasn't delirious, but I was very dizzy. I was very achy, and yeah. I wasn't doing shit. I laid right over on the couch over there and watched TV for 3.5 days, and then I tested negative on that Thursday, but I still felt like shit.
Yep.
Friday, I still kind of felt like shit. Saturday, I went to the gym, but that was a mistake. I was in there like, oh my God. So it's back. I'm back, you know.
You're back. Yeah. Welcome back. I'm glad that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I'm an old man. That shit could take me out.
It could take anybody out, honestly.
So, man, you know, before we get started, man, I was, you know, I heard a, you know, it was an internet rumor.
I heard a rumor.
Yeah, it was a goddamn rumor that, it's probably some bullshit too. They said that they're about to start filming in December for a sequel to Game of Thrones. Now we know we got a prequel going, but a sequel called Jon Snow.
Please listen. What's leave that? Me alone.
What's it? Oh, you don't want
leave me alone. Stop doing this. Do something else. Listen, I get that like within the Game of Thrones shit, which I guess this is a rumor, but like within the Game of Thrones, there's lots of stuff, right? It's a rich world where we can explore a lot of stuff. Now think about all the other things that exist in which rich worlds exist. Do you know what I mean? Like we're talking about like, well, if we don't do this, we're not exploring the full possibility. I'm like, no, bitch, you have explored the possibility.
Yeah. So Jon Snow, very popular character, you know.
I don't know. Love, everyone loves him.
Yep. Yeah, he's supposed to be the Black Knight in this one of these Marvel things, but that movie,
the character guy who plays him. Yeah, he was in that Eternals, right? I don't think that's happening.
Kit Harington, I think the Eternals is gone.
Right, so he was going to be, and now he is.
But he's the comic book character wasn't with the Eternals. He was an Avenger.
But he's in that movie, right?
Yeah, for 5 minutes, so they could still.
But that was like the kind of whoop. Yeah. Now it's just gonna go whoop. Back under the rug.
But I think that they can still bring him into the regular universe because of that movie. They don't have to act
Is this person? Who is this character? Why do I give a shit?
The Black Knight, he was kind of dope, man. He had the ebony blade, you know, that could cut through anything. And he had like a horse like Pegasus, you know, could fly and shit. And it's kind of cool. He had, you know, a little enhanced. I think he had enhanced strength, but he was actually a man out of time, you know, so kind of dope.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, sure. Not dope, but also actually in this day of like superhero glut that we have, which is not to say it's a bad thing, but you're really going to have to come out hard for me to be like, okay, another one will do. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, just keep it, keep it to yourself. It's just like, there's other stuff going on.
speaking of other stuff going on, I saw that tomorrow, Interview with a Vampire comes out. And I know that used to be your shit right there. So
yeah, it used to is the word.
No more.
No, it's not.
No more.
No. I think like, you know, potentially around the time that Twilight became a thing, and it's not. I don't like that, but whatever. You know, like whatever you enjoy.
Sure you don't. Go ahead.
I don't like it.
Okay.
What? Okay, I'm confused as to what's happening, but okay. But like when that was happening, it wasn't even necessarily like a Twilight issue because I was whatever. But like, it was like all of a sudden vampires were everywhere, right?
Everywhere. Hey, Tiff, is they starting to pick up momentum again?
They're coming back. Here they come. You can hear them.
Speaking of vampire, I don't know if it was your advice, but I actually watched the new Fright Night the other day.
I like that movie.
Wasn't that bad? It had a lot
say, I think I heard that it was really bad, and I think maybe people were talking about comparatively to the original Fright Night, which is very different, in a lot of ways. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, if you didn't have a love for Fright Night like I do, I love the original, but I was able to watch it. It had a lot of stars in it, like people who are stars now. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, they had Anton Yeltsin in it.
And I thought,
I was like, damn. Hey,
you know, nothing wrong with it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, it was fun.
It was more scary than like the original
one. Wasn't scary, but tried to be scary.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying, like, honestly, sometimes when I see like a movie is scary, there's obviously movies that actually do scare me because I am easily scared. But like movies that like I could tell that this the intent of the movie was to be scary, right? Yeah. Rather than like the original one, which is... Yeah, scary, but more like
for the time it had a scary moment.
It definitely does. But it's just like a goofy charm to it that you enjoy. 100%.
100%.
It's different. It's a different movie.
Yeah. So I did enjoy it. We probably should have did it for one of our Halloween movies. Anyway,
it's not too late.
No,
you act like the time is over.
Yeah,
you know, the Patreon.
You know, they made a part two to that that series. It's
Fright Night 2.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually had a Fright Night 2 for the original one that wasn't that good, but it was still the same characters. But they have...
a Fright Night 2 for the new one.
They had a Fright Night 2 for the new
one. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. And it's the sister again. I mean, it's, you know, it turned into the chick thing and stuff. So, interesting.
Interesting. Taking notes.
Yeah.
We watch this later.
So, the real news that we have today is that...
The real news!
What
is kind of a big deal.
It's two announcements that Ryan Reynolds came out. You know, Ryan Reynolds has had such a boner for Hugh Jackman.
Honestly, when I watch this stuff, I get sort of an icky feeling because I am never 100% sure how much of it is business and how much of it is reality.
Well, let me put it this way. Ryan Reynolds is a phenomenal businessman for sure.
Sure.
For sure. But I think what you see is what you get with his bullshit, because it's just, you keep saying the same thing. It's him. You know what I'm saying? And
right, well, no, like I say, is he funny or is he handsome?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, but.
I think he's mostly handsome.
He's been chasing this man.
And he's a little more funny because he's handsome.
He's been chasing this man to get into the Marvel. He wanted Hugh Jackman the whole time, but that X-Men thing was kind of dying off. And then... You know, the shock of the century came by putting Professor X and actually putting mutants in Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
And so, I love Patrick Stewart, but every time I see him, I'm just surprised he's still
alive.
Yes, it breaks my heart because it's just like, well, I do love him. He's still alive.
You don't even watch the John Picard show. And he's in that John Picard, you know, that Jean-Luc Picard show. It's really good, Tiff. I think you would like it. And he's old, that's for sure.
He's old. He certainly is old.
That's for sure. Yeah. You know.
So they're kind of like, they kind of reopen that possibility, right?
Oh, it's wide open at this point. But no, there's no, you know, there was, well, let me say this. You know, when at D23, they showed absolutely no track toward mutants for the Marvel Universe. And I thought that's the direction we was going to go. To me, I think it'd be smart because you kind of, you got rid of Captain America, you got rid of, you know, Iron Man, and I kind of feel like the Marvel Universe is kind of limping right now, you know, I mean, I just feel that way, you know, the Spider-Man is great, but I still, you know, there's not
you
that.
You don't think Doctor Strange is a good enough hinge for the whole thing?
Not for the whole thing, and he's not even in the comic books, not for the whole thing, sure. You know, it's a reason why they keep coming back to those three characters, you know, because they are it. So anyway... So we had a quick little, trailer. Not even a trailer, an announcement.
It's more like a.
I thought it was pretty brilliant because you never know if his shit is real or not. And I was sitting there looking, and then you know, I was like, oh, that actually is him. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do another. I was like, oh my god, he finally got his wish. You know, you know, he's actually going to be in the movie.
while I'm watching this, I have so many thoughts because I see it, and part of me is like, this is what we deserve. This is like what we've all been
100%
wanting and needing from the beginning. And then part of me is like, ugh, you're just like, oh, will you do it one more time? And I'm like, then there is no end. There is always a one more time. Until these people are dead, there's no guarantee that they won't
guess what?
Like claw their way out of the grave and back into Wolverine costume.
I never thought I would be watching the Jean-Luc Picard show in his 90s running around, and I'm digging it. So, yeah, as long as the shit is quality, I'm like, good. Yeah.
I mean, but it's just like one of those things where, like, the gravitas of a moment where they ask me to believe that something is the end loses value because it's never the end.
Well, that's true. You know, the Wolverine thing happened, and I just said the Logan movie happened, and I assumed that they would just recast, which they've been talking about for the long
time. Right.
But
they will eventually.
I like how they explained that. That was 2029, and this is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But then part of me is like, I wish this would have happened first then. And it could have, it just didn't.
I will say this, as far as Ryan Reynolds and the Deadpool property, has not disappointed. Both movies, I loved them.
No, I agree. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm a little excited. What did you think about the second announcement?
Of course. Well, no, here's the thing. Because of the second announcement, I have a question about this first announcement. Did your video actually play a song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine did not. So, like, audio drops out, and all I see is... Are
them just talking?
No, I see... The lyrics,
the lyrics was down there, but yeah,
but there's no was there sound for it?
They
for
actually
you?
It was very loud, you know, the whole song.
They were saying the song, yeah, the real. Okay, the whole so for song me, was playing, yeah, because the video had problems, and I tried to watch it twice to see if I was making a mistake.
It was just Junebug. That's all. Take me out.
No. The first video, was there a song? Did they sing "I Will Always Love You"?
The first time I watched the video, it did. And then the second time I watched it, like, I just watched it before.
The audio went out, right? Yeah, but you could still see the subtitles for what it was supposed to say. So, like, the joke really fell flat because all I saw was, like, the lyrics. And I get it, right? Okay. But then I saw the second video in which they were using audio to hide the plot as a funny joke.
Yeah.
And so then I thought, was the first one also, like, was this all a lead up to, like, this all a fucking catastrophe? No.
When I saw the first one, it was right at the end. You know, right when you saw the, and I would always love.
That, yeah.
That's all it did. But I think that song, I think Warner Brothers owned that song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
So I just didn't know if. I thought my experience led me to believe that it was on purpose, that there was no song, but there was a song. So just curious.
So this is 2024, Tiff. So
what, 2024 it's coming out?
2024. So, yeah, it'll be a
lot. The thing is that, like, I think neither one of them look too old, so that's good.
They don't. I was like, Hugh Jackman, you know, he's been all on Broadway since he left, you know, the last movie he's done. And I'm like, the dude looks good, man.
He loves Broadway.
Yeah, he's a
big Broadway fan.
He's a hammy singer, that's for sure. You know, he's.
But I mean, I think, like, obviously, because this is like, there's weird things that happen, like, within the community, right? That everybody wants to see, because, like, there was the whole Batman versus Superman thing that got really fucked up. Great.
No, you know what, Tiff? You just brought up some shit for me because
I saw you have trauma.
Yeah, because that's, I never wanted to see that. It was fine, like the animated thing they did. You know, the Frank Miller version of that was great. Leave it alone. And so when they did say we're doing Batman v Superman, I never was like, this is real. I really want to see. I like Batman and Superman, the comic book, when they're buddies and shit.
Like,
you know,
the
frenemies.
What's ultimate? What's that called when they're together?
It's called Batman and Superman.
But the what's it called? What's the ultimate something?
Brave and the Bold or something?
Fuck it, I don't remember. I'll look it up and talk to you about it later.
Man, so the hell with Batman v Superman. Anyway,
but you want to see this?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah, because you know it's just it's a kind of a perfect thing. Like in the comic books, like Wolverine hates his ass. You know, just can't stand him. You know. And Deadpool loves his ass.
Loves him,
you know?
right. It's like, it's a Picard Q situation.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, what's the other, there's another dynamic, like, there's tons of dynamics like that.
Yeah.
Oh, the Joker-Batman kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a love-hate thing. It's really, I dig it. I like that.
It was a episode of the Brave and the Bold, which was a campy, like, almost like 1966 Batman cartoon.
You're selling me.
Oh, man. And so, I used to love it. That's where the guy, Batman, used to call his fist the Hammers of Justice. He's like, Hammers of Justice.
Hammers of Justice.
I know, it's hilarious. And he was like, I'm going to have to do my talking with the Hammers of Justice. You know,
so this shit was great. Have you ever seen, like, some of those old, because Batman and, you know, Superman, everybody's been around for so long.
Yeah.
Where the language has changed and there's just, like, some really...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's a very famous one. I think about it all the time. That my brother sent me. It was the Joker talking about the boner. Where he's like, I'll show you how many boners the Joker can pull. And then there's just like one where Batman's like, is Daddy gonna have to spank or something like that?
Holy because shit.
Yeah, oh, or Papa, right. Something like that. You guys, I don't know all that one. I didn't read up on that one. That one gave me the creeps.
It was that one episode of Brave and the Bold. A Joker and him had to combine forces, so he was like literally driving in the Batmobile, and the whole time he's just like, "Can I press that button? Can I press that?" And
the whole time he's like, that would be me in the Batmobile.
No.
You are Batman, and I am the Joker.
Yeah, that's for sure.
As soon as I came, that's for sure. Like, you've been thinking about it this whole time, you son of a bitch. I want to talk about these trailers specifically because I do think it's kind of a very Ryan Reynolds marketing.
Oh, it's perfect him. It is him.
It's
yeah.
very him.
Yeah.
100%. I will say that I kind of wished that the first one had just happened and the second one hadn't.
You didn't need it.
You didn't need it. And also, I thought the first one was so kind of like cheeky and like wink, wink and very clever. And then I still want to see it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
But the second one kind of detracted from that kind of like mysterious kind of like,
you didn't need it.
Hey, we're finally. Yeah. And then they're like, oh yeah. And that's funny. It's funny because they're like saying what they're doing and they're not actually, you can't hear it, which like that went on for too long. And I'm like, I don't care.
I don't think I've ever seen these two guys on a screen together, honestly, other than.
I did like at the end when they showed all the pictures of them over the years.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, they were in that movie together.
That one movie. He had a,
Where he was Weapon X.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, shit. We don't talk about that one.
You know? We don't talk about Weapon X.
We don't talk about that one. Anyway. So, man, that's it for the news, man. We're keeping it together.
All the news that's fit to be print.
Got it.
And we're just kidding because it's barely anything.
Right. But it was still good stuff. Anyway, man, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with the highly anticipated Andor. God damn it. We'll be right back. All right, man. We are back, man. And it's time for Act 2 of
our
lovely podcast here, man. So this is almost like it's a one shot, but they released 3 at one time. You know, I don't know why they did that.
So it's one shot. It's one shot, 3 bullets?
But I guess it's one shot, 3 bullets, but they so goddamn short. I didn't realize these episodes was going to be this short that I was like, oh, shit. You know, they could have just...
They were short.
Yeah, they're like 20 fucking minutes. They say 40, and then you get to 20 minutes, and then they got credits.
I have noticed that with almost all, like, the Disney Plus, like, MCU Star Wars stuff, is that, like, there's, like, these weird... there's the credits, which take forever, and then they have, like, after the whatever. So if the show says it's 40 minutes, it's, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got 40 minutes to go. Then it was over, and I was like, whoa, what was happening? You know?
Which I don't mind. I like something to end before I think it's going to.
I don't know, 20 fucking minutes, though. To
yeah, give me that 20 minutes.
I like a 40-minute
show. Yeah, I like
a
short.
I like a 40-minute show at least.
No.
Well, I like a 50-minute show, to be honest with you.
I like a 40-minute show if you can handle it. A 50-minute show if you got the content.
Well, shit. When this first one went off, you know, the little spoilers, it was like, huh? What the fuck? It's over, you know, in the middle of, like, them having dinner, you know? Anyway, so so this is Andor, TV series, 2022, TV 14. It said 40 minutes, you liars. Action, adventure, drama. So it says here, man, prequel series to the Star Wars Rogue One. In an era filled with danger, deception, and intrigue, Tivobot, Cassian will embark on a path that has destined to turn him into a rebel hero. So there it is. So Tony Gilroy is the creator of this thing, whoever the hell he is. I don't know who Tony Gilroy is. And it stars who, Tivobot?
Diego Luna, obviously.
The very gorgeous, handsome.
I do love him. So handsome.
Diego Luna.
He's so scrappy. Kyle Soler.
Yes.
Adria Arjona.
Yes.
Joplin Sibtain.
I don't know who the hell.
Brasso, but I'm not sure who the person is.
Yes.
James McArdle.
Uh-huh.
Rupert Van Sittert.
Yes.
Stellan Skarsgård.
With his creepy ass.
All the Skarsgårds being weird.
Yeah.
Fiona Shaw.
Yes.
And then I'm sure there's other people who are more famous that are like...
coming.
Because there's a lot of people in this show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, before we go any further, I love talking about one word, Temple Bot. What you got for Andor?
I'm going to say me.
You.
Which is weird, but like I would say the word me because I feel like if I'm going to watch Star Wars, this is maybe the Star Wars I would like to watch.
Ah, I got you. It's unlike any other Star Wars, I would say that.
Sure is.
Just like Rogue One, which, you know. Mm-hmm. But
that's, and Rogue One is maybe my favorite.
Second favorite for me. Empire Spider Sack is still the number one for me. My one word is...
Damn, see, here's the thing. I know that as soon as I enjoy a Star Wars anything,
damn,
people who like Star Wars are not gonna like it.
Tifflebot.
I had a feeling. I had this moment. I had this fucking moment. I was sitting here and I was watching the Andor and I was like, hey, it's my time. I'm getting one. This is it. This is the one. And I'm going to be, everyone's going to be excited and I'm going to get it.
Well,
and I should have known as soon as I had that thought that that was not true. Because if I was enjoying it, it's not for the people who usually enjoy this. Well,
first of all, let's hit the spoilers. Because, I love the universe. I love the, you know, it. You know, so this is like 18. I think they have this set up for 18 shows. And I was like, oh, wow, they got a lot.
18? Oh, so. And that's it.
No. It's already been greenlit for the second and a third season, I think.
What? Why?
Yeah. Okay, so because, okay, I think it's a lot going on here. But I have to tell you, the first two episodes I thought was boring as shit. And the third one, I was like, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here.
See, this is why I can't be a Star Wars fan. Because let's talk about the exact opposite happening to me. Where I was like, I really like these first two. And this third one's getting on my ass.
It got on your ass with them running around and the shooting and all that shit?
I just don't care. Do you know what I mean? I do care about that stuff. But also, while I was watching this, the phenomenon that I got, because I am not, like, well-versed, was, like, there was, like, some talk about, like, some concern, just generally speaking, of, like, normal people trying to consume stuff like the MCU and then Star Wars, because it's starting to become so interconnected. So, like, for instance, I haven't watched very much of the show, so sometimes, of the other shows, the universe, whatever, so I feel like in this one... That character who comes, he's in another show, right?
What character?
The old man.
No, he's not. He's a fresh character. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he looks like all the other old men in Star Wars. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, I couldn't understand if I was supposed to know who this person was or not.
Nobody's familiar except for Diego Luna. And if you got to episode 4.
What? That old man is not in an episode of, what's the other thing?
He was in Thor. You're talking about he played the Dr. Savick in Thor, you know.
No, I'm talking about
the guy,
talking about
the corporate guy who went to go see the Emperor.
No,
who are you talking about?
Talking about they're in the, I thought it was in The Mandalorian. Is this not the same time frame?
No, The Mandalorian is 7 years after Return of the Jedi. This is before Star Wars. It's 5 years before Star Wars is where it comes on. It says 5 years BB wide. That means the Battle of Yavin. That's when Luke blew up the Death Star. So it's five years before Luke blew up the Death Star. So this is actually, to me, the best time in Star Wars. I like this dark shit, you know, before, you know, everything got light. And I like the shit right after Return of the Jedi. I like that time. So... The Mandalorian time is good, and this is a good time. So, I was highly interested, but it was a slow fucking crawl.
I liked the first two episodes more than I liked the third one.
Now, I really got a kick out of the character who was all, you know, gussied up and had dyed his uniform a different color. His boss was like, did you change your uniform? And he's like, so like trying to impress somebody. And then he gets himself in a world of hurt. Cause as soon as the guy leaves, he does exactly what he was told not to do, Tifflebot. And he's running around, got all this shit going on, and it all blew up in his goddamn face so bad. It was so bad. They thought they were some badasses too, you know, like this, you know, he got his little, Scottish little buddy, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't. We're gonna go wreck these bastards, and I'm like, yeah, they about to get in a world of hurt and shit. So then you got the dual story going on, Tifflebot, with the little boy, you know, and you got Aunt Petunia in this damn show, Tifflebot.
You do, you sure do. There she is.
But I've never seen her act this much, you know. I was like, oh, she's doing really well, you know. I mean, like, you know, they came.
I think she's established as like.
Oh, I'm sure she is. She's a British person.
She's like, and I can think of her in other things too, but my brain's having a fart.
But she had some moments even in Harry Potter, like when was like showing her disdain for her
sister. I think there was a lot of people in Harry Potter. They did this thing in Harry Potter where like they brought in like the children were like the fresh, who cares, and they're not really that talented, and then they were coming in with the heavy hitters as like the adults.
Yeah, all adults were like super duper established.
Yeah, like established,
right?
Cinematic staples, actors who've won awards.
So man, so in this first episode, you got this dual story. How are you feeling about the dual story going on?
Yeah, that's him, right?
That's him, 100%. Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, he's looking for a sister.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked that we didn't know what they were saying. But also, after a while, I was like, I don't know how much of this I'm supposed to understand because I'm not 100% understanding any of it. Because they were all kids. Like, yeah,
where are the adults? But then, like...
That's the one thing I didn't get. I didn't understand, like, if this was, like, was there an accident and these kids...
Yes.
And then, but then, were these children... That's their language that they had when they landed?
I think that's the language they had.
And all the adults are dead.
The adults were at work, and it blew up, and the kids were...
I watched it, but I was confused by that.
The kids were they were at home, you know, and the adults, they all died. So, you know, the kids were left, and so they established a hierarchy, and that crumbled when separatist ship landed there, and the guy got up and started, you know, he killed the lady, and, you know, I guess Cassian was upset about it, so he went back to the damn thing, and... You know, that's when he gets Shanghai by Aunt Petunia, because the way they were talking, were like something was about to come, and, you know, something heavy duty. Like, I guess the Republic was going to come and make mincemeat out of everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I want to see more of that backstory, because I found out that the black dude, I thought they were just like explorers, like, you know, unrelated, but they were husband and wife. That, you know, the lady who played Aunt Petunia, that was her husband, but you don't see him no more in the future. You know,
I think we'll probably see more flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah. I like the little droid, you know, that.
Okay, I didn't want to talk about the droid because, like, there's something about the way that the droid moves that bothers me.
Oh, yeah, with the little...
Well, I think it's just like, it's like, I don't know if it's too fast or if it's too slow, but there's something about the movement that I'm like, ah.
What I really say I really appreciate about the show the most is probably just the look of it. You know, it's not that expensive. Mm-hmm. They're definitely using the volume, you know, where you could, you know, you have the whole, you can project anything you want, but with the real sets, and it just looks real. And I appreciate that about Star Wars. There are a lot of Star Wars fans, there's prequel Star Wars fans, where everything was so effing fake. And it's just such, for me, a breath of fresh air to be back with a real set and real stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff
that looks good. And I think, I don't know if that's just something that's going to go completely away now that there's just like a generation that has, like, the but definitely has had that kind of like skewed experience to the CGI.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, because for me, I think part of the reason why I enjoy practical effects is because I grew up with them.
Yeah, me too.
But the real reason I enjoy them is because, and I've talked about this all the time, so I apologize, but like, even if the dragon is not real,
yeah,
the things that make it are. The rubber, the metal, the things that they have made. And because it has that tactile, realistic quality, it makes the suspension of disbelief easier.
Yeah, yeah. You can show me something that I know that doesn't exist, but you can still touch it.
But because the animal stuff, it's actually there, it makes it seem more real to me. And I guess that's probably something that's maybe part of just like the movie magic that I was used to as a kid. But also I think I'm into a hybrid of like...
Yeah, that's the best.
Practical and CGI.
Best. Yes, it's the best. And too much CGI is just... I hate when I recognize something as CGI. You know, it bugs me. It's like, oh, fuck, you know.
But that's, you know, a part of my problem with CGI generally is that, like, there are things that happen in CGI now, like car crashes or, like, which is great because I think that it's good that people don't have to get harmed, right?
Oh, but it sure do look better when somebody drives
it. It looks better when somebody does it.
And also, you're like, oh, yes.
Right. And then there's also, like, the thing that, like, and I'm not saying that, like, I need to see real danger, but what I'm saying is that, like, they will sometimes slow down like I've talked about, an effect.
And that's when it gets real
like,
bad.
I'm like, why are you doing a slow-mo on something that isn't actually happening? A slow-mo is for showing me the scope of the ability of something that goes so fast that I can't comprehend it. When it is CGI, I can comprehend that anything could happen.
Yeah, that's true.
It could
true.
Turn into a black hole, suck us all in, spit us back out.
Yeah. So you got this, you have this thing going on in the city. I like when the guards came and they were like, ting, 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 ting. And everybody was like, oh, shit. I was like, those
people. I like the drum the most.
They were. Go ahead.
No, like that people who are, when he gets up there and does the thing.
Yeah. They were, those guys, those guards, those police officers were so out of their depth. And to me, the inability to recognize that you were completely outmatched, you know, looking for this guy and you should leave, you know, I just was like, it's astonishing you guys won't just turn off your male juice and leave, you know, because it was like, dude, you're not going to win this. It's bad. Everybody hates y'all. You know, everybody's against y'all. And y'all steady just pressing forward, pressing forward, pressing forward. And it didn't end well. I mean, they lost the whole ship and, you know, full of dudes. And they was losing people out in the field. And, you know, when they took the lady and put handcuffs on her, you know, just because she ran away from them, I was like, God damn, y'all are some idiots, man. You're not going to survive. This is bad. This is bad. And so, you know, that episode really got me on board with it. I was already on board but I really was like, damn, this is really effing kind of boring. You know, it's nothing happening. You know, it's like, what's going on? And it was over so fast. Oh, episode was over. I'm like, damn, that was the second episode. This is bad. So, you know, it's Star Wars, so I'm in.
So you're watching the third episode, but did that change it and make you more excited for the fourth one then?
Yes, it did. And full disclosure, I watched the fourth one, and I'm
totally. Oh, so you did watch the fourth one.
I'm totally on board now.
You know? So you've made it through.
Yes, totally on board.
You've paid your dues, and now you're ready for the good stuff.
Yeah, but you know, just because it's Star Wars or Marvel doesn't, it's not an automatic thing for me anymore. Because, like, I've been watching the She-Hulk, and it's
the She-Hulk.
It's really turning into Sex in the City with a Marvel superhero, and I'm just like, I don't think I like it. Honestly, I did at first, but I don't think I like it anymore, and. It's just like, it's not just because it has Marvel or Star Wars name on it for me now. It's not like, yes, I'm in no matter what, you know. So,
sure.
No. But I was nervous with the first two episodes, Tiff. You know, it was at a snail's pace, you know. It's like, ugh. But no, I'm good now. So what's the best thing you saw in this whole thing?
I just like his... I liked the kind of like scumming around trying to get all his shit together to get off the planet.
Yeah. Well, you know what I should do before I ask you that, before we wrap this up. New segment, y'all. All this is the question. And that'll be, what is the good? What is the bad?
What is the bad?
And what is the goddamn ugly of what we just watched? So, Tim.
All right.
What's your good?
The good, I think, is definitely Diego Luna's great.
Yep. That's true.
I like that this is a different kind of approach to, but a different approach with obviously Star Wars thematic elements, right?
Yes.
We're looking for a lost sister, but it's a little bit more grungy.
Yes.
Right? So I like that. The bad is that, like, I do think that there is some tendency, like, okay, so we understand that this character Andor has something that, like, or Cassian, Cassa, whatever, Cassian, Andor's the planet. Cassian is, has done something that he didn't want to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He murdered that dude quick.
Right.
I would have did the same thing, though. And that,
sure. Know. He didn't mean to murder him.
Right. And you know that guy was like.
And he had to murder that. When he murdered that other guy, I was like, damn.
Well, he actually didn't murder the first one. That was his
own. No, right. The first one was an accident.
But you knew that guy was going to go. And he was going to turn on him. It wasn't like they, you know.
I know. But that's the like, right. That's the cut.
Yeah.
Between where you become. Right. Anyway. So, like, that's. The rough parts, because, like, you're like, would he? But, like, he did, obviously.
Oh, and
that's
he didn't
the
even
whole point.
Hesitate. He was like,
I don't know. He seemed like he was, like, run down afterwards. But then I think the ugly is that, like, for me, I can tell this is going in a direction that, like, farther away from what I want.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, man, my good is the cash. what they spent on this thing, how beautiful everything looked. It's so beautiful. And just because it's Star Wars doesn't mean it has to be beautiful, because to be quite honest with you, Boba Fett was not that beautiful of a thing. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't, you know. I think they could have did a lot more with Boba Fett. Yes, it's a lot of sand, but it's still a lot more they could have did with it, especially once they got into the town in that one little set. It just looked like it was a set to me. Like it, they were only going to move around on this thing so much. They kept shooting the same angles and shit like that. This world seems wide open, so that's the good to me. You know, there's a lot going on. The bad was the pace, man. The bad was the pace. It, the first two shows, damn, you know, sometimes you like to throw a little razzle-dazzle in there, you know, so you can get people in there, but it's billed as a spy thriller, you know, so, but it just...
Where's the spies?
Well, Andor is a spy.
I mean, I know he is, but, like, there's been no spying.
Well, you know, they introduced a lot of characters, you know, and so it was very interesting to me, and the acting all around for everyone is spot on to me. Nobody's weak to me. You know,
it hasn't I don't think there's anybody bad.
The ugly man was the length of the goddamn show, man. The 20 minutes was just like,
you didn't even like it. You're like, it was boring. Give me 20 more minutes, please.
Well, to me, you probably should have combined the first two shows.
They should've... But you thought they were both boring.
But at least it would have got out of the fucking, I mean, excuse me, got out of the way. You know, I'm like, goodness gracious, this shit is like trying to world build so slow, you know. And then the dichotomy between the little kids and the grown dude, it really wasn't working for me right at that moment. So maybe if you would have just not wove them in and had part of like the one show be the little kid and the other show something like that, I don't know. The pacing was the worst. So that's the good, the bad, the ugly. The ugly was definitely the it's over. It literally was like a nothing sing, and it was like, you know, Tony Gilroy. I'm like, what the hell, it's over? You know. So I was pissed. Jesus. I was pissed, Tiff. I was pissed. So, but the third show made up for it, got me back in 100%, especially when Skarsgård showed up on the scene and when they were doing the Bush and Sundance Cassidy kid with all the shit falling down and you know, in that warehouse, and, you know, they got out of there. And the ship that Skarsgård has reminds me of the Millennium Falcon, but it's doper. It's so dope. That shit was dope. Good job. Anyway, so that's it, man. So I know I'm not even going to ask you if you're going to continue to watch it, Tiff, because you disappoint me so often. So,
oh, Jesus.
I'm definitely going to continue watching this to the end, man. And they're set up for multiple seasons already. So goody for me. So that's it, Tiff. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. You good?
Yeah.
All right. All right, man. Main topic time. Rob Zombie film, The Munsters, man. We talked about this. Wanted to see it. Thought it might be interesting. And so here we go. What do we got here, Tiff?
One word? We do one word first?
Oh, no. Well, first I got to talk about it. It says comedy, family, fantasy. PG, exactly. 1 hour and 49 minutes. Wowzers. Let's see.
Wowzers.
Reboot from The Munsters from the 1960s that follow the family of monsters who moved from Transylvania to the American suburb. Directed by Rob Zombie. Who's in this flick, Tiff?
So the cast is Jeff Daniel Phillips. That's Herman.
Oh, okay.
Sherry Moon Zombie.
Yeah.
Daniel Roebuck.
Uh-huh.
Richard Brake.
Yeah.
Sylvester McCoy. Jorge Garcia. Catherine Schell. Cassandra Peterson. Elvira. That's Elvira herself.
Okay.
She's in movie, but she's not as Elvira. She's the real estate agent.
Yeah, I thought so.
Dee Wallace. And then a bunch of other people. Who cares? Pat Priest, Butch Patrick.
Yep. So, man, before we go any further, it is time for one. God damn it. One.
You should have made bat sounds. Can you do that? Oh, my God. I didn't mean you. I thought you had some sound effects, but yes. Perfect.
So, Tiff, one word.
Cute.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought this was really cute.
Oh, okay.
I cannot wait to hear your one word.
My one word is awful.
I knew it. Here's the thing. I knew as soon as it came on what was happening that like it was bizarre. It was choppy. Just was not for you.
Awful. Yeah. You know,
I actually took so much delight sort of in like watching it and thinking about you.
So
like, I don't even know. I can't even separate my own feelings about this film.
Yeah.
From the delightful thoughts I was having of you watching it.
You know, first of all, well, let's hit those spoilers. So
spoilers.
It's you know, my biggest issue with this film was I don't think it knew what the hell it wanted to be, because if this would have been like a Nickelodeon TV series, I'd be like, okay, that's probably what it should be.
I think that it had a definite intent to keep it feeling like a television show.
I think it did too, but I just did not think it worked. Oh my God.
I loved the colors. The characters are goofy and strange, just like the show. It had like the kind of like boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, I think
it happening.
Fell so short on a lot of that stuff. You know, first of all, oh my God, the original Lily, that's a fine woman there, boy. This woman here, whatever. And I don't know what
I love her.
I don't know what she was doing with the, you know, Herman. Yeah, I was like, what is she doing? Lily didn't act like that. It was, I know she was doing her rendition of Lily, but I just like, I didn't feel it. Anyway, so let's get into it, man. This thing starts there. You know, one thing, yeah, the colors. I did, you know, Rob Zombie, you know, it's like, I guess, released some stuff saying, I guess he wanted it to be in black and white, but it didn't happen. But I'm glad it wasn't, because I thought the most delightful thing about it was all the little, you know, what do you call those? Shades of
light. Yeah, there was like, it's like kind of like jazz shades. Yeah. They were like what you'd see in like an old, like back alley blues jazz music movie.
I appreciated that. I thought that was good stuff. But from the first moment we get, you know, the Blake character, who was, you know, pseudo Dr. Frankenstein.
Right. So he's making the perfect man.
Yeah. And the jokes were just so flat. I was like, oh.
Oh, see, like some of the things were actually making me laugh, because I was like, I think I also came into this movie knowing that like it was going to be like.
I knew it too, but I just figured it would be better than this. I was just like,
I didn't hate it. I don't know. I can't explain it. I didn't dislike it. I was smiling the whole time. I don't know I don't know if that makes a good movie. I just enjoyed myself.
Okay, I got you. So the jokes were flat, and you know, he took the zombie's hands, and I was like, oh, okay, he must be making Herman. You know, I didn't know at first what was happening, but they, you know, they're making Herman, and so then we get the grandfather who the count. And you know, his daughter, and she goes on a date, and I try to enjoy the date. You know, I like when she was coming down the hallway with the, you know, with the frozen thing floating. I thought that was cool. And then the guy liked his rats and shit like that, and he just,
and I think that's like, that's the kind of like comedy sub version, right? Is that you think that he's gonna try to kill her, he just likes the rats.
Well, no, it's the monster, so I knew there was no danger,
right? That's what I'm saying, like that's the joke, right? Like that's, it's calling back to these old like harmless. I like that it didn't turn into something like weird.
It really
not that I wouldn't have hated that either.
Well, I didn't need to see the banana splits over or nothing like that. I didn't think it needed to be adult. I just think I think the humor just needed to be a little bit more older, because it was so like SpongeBob SquarePants to me. You know, I was just like, wow, this is like for little kids. But even with little kids, this shit might scare them. You know, I mean, just.
Yeah, I would. I mean, like, I see like, I get kind of the disparity that you're seeing here, because like it does kind of feel like the jokes and stuff that, and the woo woo would like appeal to like very, very young children.
Yeah.
But I also think at the same time, there might be things that just the way things look and whatever that like might creep children out, right? It could definitely potentially be like a thing that you're like, because it is relatively harmless. So you think, sure, maybe your kid watch it. And then like 30 years later, they have like nipple piercings that pull back, and they're like fucking in their monster wig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're just fucking them up because you have no idea.
Yeah. So, you know, they did some things that was a little different. Like they had the werewolf being introduced with that was normally the son, Eddie, but he was Lester, who was the brother. And
I don't know if that was like a thing to be like, that would be why
they moved
Eddie.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was a pseudo Eddie, you know, that they
well, had. This is a prequel. This is not.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know.
So there's no Eddie yet.
The fact of not having Eddie was, you know, we're going to make an actual werewolf instead of just having a little kid with a little funny looking shorts on with the pointy ears.
The shorts. That's what werewolves are, is little shorts.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There really isn't a lot to say about the plot of this movie, because the plot of this movie is basically like, he's made.
I don't even.
He's looking for a husband.
Yeah.
They get married.
So it had several plots, right? Because the first was the hookup. You know, and
when that's like the boop boop boop, the three sets of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then they go on a honeymoon and they find the dragon that's underneath the
stairs. Right, so this was like literally like showing you every little thing that happens.
Yeah, the house gets sold. I don't care about any of this. Then they go to America. Now, I think the most delightful part to me was the Halloween party in America. Yeah. In the suburbs. You know, I kind of enjoyed that. I was like, oh, they're having a good time. You know, they, of course, they think all these ghouls are ghouls, you know, but they're not ghouls. They're just people. And, you know, and the next day they get up and it's like, you know, literally the 50s, you know, with the sweater.
Right. And I liked that. I liked the reversal, right? They're horrified.
Yeah.
Other people have been horrified. I mean, I think it's all very charming and cute. I like that it stayed true to like how the vision of that would have appeared. I feel like if somehow they would take the show and it hadn't existed, but as it existed today, this just makes sense in a lot of ways. I don't know how to explain
it. I'm very surprised.
I had a good time.
That it was a film, because to me, I was like,
it felt like a show. It seemed like it would be a show and that it could be a show.
Yeah. I felt like it was really, really out of place being a film that's almost 2 hours long.
Film.
You know,
I will say that like that's another really weird experience for me as far as like watching movies is like I don't like sometimes like maybe part of like watching this movie that was so enjoyable for me is that like it was so not caring in the way that it had this particular thing to do and say, and it's what it wanted to do and say, and I kind of like that.
So, but
I can see why that would be bothersome, especially like. I can see that Rob Zombie clearly loved the show. There's no doubt that there's not everything in this is like a loving homage.
Yeah.
But I can also see someone else who loved the show, who like you, who was not Rob Zombie or had the same feelings or thoughts or life experiences afterwards, might see it as like not the greatest.
Yeah, I thought it was awful. So let's bring in our new segment, the good, the bad, and the ugly, Tiff. So what was the good, the bad, and the mugly?
Okay, the good is that it is just shamelessly, like, delightfully goofy.
Okay.
Like, I do like the fact that, like, sometimes I know that they know that what's happening is, like, wouldn't get a laugh because it's just not the way, but then that makes me laugh. Yeah, I like that.
Gotcha.
The characters I thought were great.
Okay.
Like, I loved the little manager guy.
Oh, the ego, the pseudo Igor. Igor. He wasn't Igor, but yeah, he had a hump in his back and stuff. His name was Flop, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I liked, you know, and I just thought it was kind of charming. But then the bad, I would say, because of the nature of the film and the story itself, it is sometimes hard to tell if someone's doing a bad job or a good job at acting.
Ah, very true.
And I know that that's a really weird thing to say concerned about.
I get it.
I'm like, is this a choice or is something bad happening?
Yes.
And so then that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or like, especially if things did kind of like go too long or, do you know what I mean? Got beaten to a point. But I do think a lot of those old TV shows kind of did do that. They would just like beat things into the ground. People wanted to see the same joke. Oh, also, I was delighted at the end when they come out in the same way. That was very cute.
Oh, yeah. It's a TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV show. It kind of went back. That's so cute. Anyway, the ugly, I would say, is that I actually think that if I watch this movie again, I would like it more. But sometimes the first viewing of a movie, like, because it was, like, the plot is very straightforward, correct? Like, marriage.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah.
Fish out of water, and then we're introduced in like that kind of slide into the show is how you would do it. But because of the way that there was like some kind of like everything kind of felt like you like a ride or a place you'd go to at Disney World. Now they're at Camp Cavern.
Sure did.
Now they're at this, and that felt weird.
Sure did.
So I would say that that's probably the ugliest part of it, is that it felt like a theme park I was visiting, yeah. which isn't a bad experience, but maybe the integration could have been smoother.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, the good for me was the lighting, and that's
But it was kind of like strangely beautiful. Like, if you watch this movie on mute, you might really like it.
Yeah, I mean, so, it didn't have a film quality to it, but the lighting was pretty dynamic and very interesting. The bad was, the bad was, right, with the acting, I wasn't sure if it was bad acting or were they doing a good job at doing bad acting, or, you know, nothing worked for me as far as what was coming out of anybody's mouth or something like that. I didn't like the choice that Lily made. Herman wasn't so bad. I didn't really care for Grandpa. So on the old Munsters, they don't call him the Count. They call him Grandpa, but, you know, he's not a grandpa yet, but it was always Grandpa.
Oh, sure. So that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And the ugly was the writing. My God, you know, it was just terrible. I just was like wondering, like, you know, I think it, I might have liked
but I'm it not better. Sure what you're saying that you don't like about the writing, because it's very similar in style to the way that they spoke and did that kind of stuff.
Yeah, then. but that was so long ago.
So are you wishing that, like, instead of doing it, it would have been an homage in the sense that, like, they spoke the way that they would speak now?
No.
It was made now?
It wasn't exactly, you know, I didn't mind that they were, you know, behaving like the monsters of old. But I know it's old. I'm kind of saying kind of two damn things right here. I know it's confusing. But I just didn't think that the writing went anywhere. Like, you talked about the plot. Could we have a real plot?
I see what you're saying. But, like, again, I think that was also...
It was a choice. They made that choice. And I just was like, ugh, what the hell?
I get it. I can totally see that.
You know, and even with them moving to America, it didn't seem like that was the real plot. You know what I'm saying?
I loved all the interstitials where they were, like, driving in the car or they were walking in Paris.
Yeah. I thought.
I see. Yeah, that's, like, stuff you didn't like.
So that was the ugly for me. So, yeah, man. I'm mad I watched this. So, anyway.
Wow. Listen, I am sorry you had a bad time.
I'm glad you had a bad time
because I liked thinking about your bad time because of all the bad times I've had because of you.
Hey, right. So
I paid like $40 altogether for my movie experience to see Transformers.
Well, Bumblebee was good.
Bumblebee? No, fine. Whatever. Bumblebee Knights of the good. Round Table, whatever that fucking piece of shit was.
That was terrible. It was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I paid all that. Now I'm happy that you hated this and accidentally paid $5.99 for it.
Sure did. Holy shit.
You're in the hole for that. You hated it and paid $5.99 for it.
No. Yeah. It makes it so much worse, right?
and you're paying for Netflix anyway. You already have it, so you kind of paid for it to happen on there, too.
God damn it, right?
Anyway, okay. We did it, folks. We did it. Montego has been sufficiently downgraded for the day. He's going to feel low all day.
You damn right. So I'm the host of this train wreck.
What? And I'm the caboose.
So... Join us next week, man. It's Halloween-y time, man. So we kind of kicked it off early, man. So next week, I think we already made up our mind. We're going to do a new horror movie called Smile, man. And we're going
to
see how
it goes. I'm so glad that I have a reason to see this without feeling ashamed of myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. So tune in next week, man. I think Smoove is coming over, so we might have something to do with for the Patreon and stuff. So we'll see where that goes. And me and Tiff need to pick a Patreon because we need to get some shit out. So we'll have something out for you guys this week. Until next week, man. I'm all messed up. So say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Until next week, man. We will be on
patrol.